The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. In the name of a loving, liberating, life-giving God. Amen. Amen. Christmas. Joy. Wonder. Dare we hope life-changing blessings, promises kept. These are the unspoken desires behind all of the planning, preparations, and packing that goes into our gift giving. According to my children, the best Christmas ever was the year they came down to soft scratching in the downstairs bathroom. They opened the door to find two puppies, which we named Aiden and Kaylee. The twins were three. Sam was eight. We had moved less than a month earlier with a promise that when we had a yard, we could get a dog. Promise kept. Little did I know that that first Christmas morning with the dogs, in keeping that promise, would change our lives. Though Kaylee died young, Aiden would live for another 17 and a half years. Through the run, hide, and fetch years, through the rough and tumble boys and their dogs years, through the middle school cut from the team and first crush heartbreak years, through high school, where I remember Sam telling me that walking the dog on campus was a great way to pick up girls, and on as a touch point of constancy into college and young adulthood. Aiden was a great listener. He never interrupted, he never offered unsolicited advice, and he kept his own counsel. He was also a good teacher. Along the way, he offered his own lessons in responsibility and faithfulness, how to care for something beyond yourself, the importance of keeping promises to feed and exercise, and the consequences of not doing so. Holy Scripture is a record of God keeping God's promises despite our failings and shortcomings. From clothing Adam and Eve after the first betrayal in the Garden of Eden, through the liberation from slavery in Egypt, through sustaining care in the desert and arrival at the Promised Land, and then through the promises of the prophets in the face of invading armies. The promise that we heard in Isaiah that a child would be born. From Ezekiel that God would gather the scattered sheep. From Jeremiah that he would rebuild the fallen walls. And then, as we heard again, he would break the rod of the oppressor. And so here, this Christmas night, we remember the promise kept. Because God keeps God's promises, we look forward to the ultimate promise that we will be with God and those we love who see no longer when Jesus comes again. She brought forth her firstborn son. You know, the most amazing thing about firstborns is that before they can do anything, they change everything because they change those around them. They turn young people into parents and parents into grandparents. They create aunts and uncles. Just by coming into the world, they irrevocably change that world in an instant. With the promise kept, Mary was changed. She had a visit from an angel. Now she had this child to care for and protect. She wrapped him tightly to make him feel safe and secure as she laid him in the animal trough cradle. That night, she could not have known that her child would not choose his own security over that of others, that he would not choose safety over truth. But a sky full of angels and a ragtag group of shepherds with tales of good news and the birth of the Savior gave Mary much to ponder. As we again hear this story and contemplate what we've been told, we all have much to ponder. Her child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. When God entered creation in Jesus, we all were changed in that moment. We didn't become parents, grandparents, aunts, or uncles. It was our relationship to God that was changed. No longer was God far off. No longer God inscrutable, unseen. God is here and now. And we all still have much to live and learn each and every day. But when the creator of the universe entered creation, became Emmanuel, God with us, everything changed. In the birth of Jesus, God changed the way that God interacts with humanity. And humanity had to change in response. Some people moved away, withdrew, found offense. Others, who'd been relegated to the margins, moved closer and found community. As a church, we've just come through the season of Advent, this time when we're encouraged to slow down and prepare our hearts and minds to receive this gift again. Make room, John the Baptist shouts. Repent, turn around and face into your need for a Savior. And at the same time, we are planning and preparing presents to keep promises for those we love. and hoping that they won't get opened early accidentally, or as my children sometimes did, accidentally on purpose. But God doesn't want us to hold this exquisite gift at arm's length. God is saying, He is here. Claim Him, be changed by Him, and then change the world in His name. Most of the time, we don't know how. We're not accustomed to approaching the world as a child does, with wide-eyed wonder, where we know we will be kept safe, that everything is possible, and things will work out for the good. Life seems to have different lessons. But on Christmas, when we walk out into the night, we can encounter the same emotions that welled up in Mary and the shepherds. Wonder. Wonder of a different sort, perhaps. Wondering what to do next. What to do with this gift. How will we allow the gift to change our lives and change our priorities? Will we move closer? Will we choose other security over our own? Will we choose truth over safety? My friends, on our own, we cannot make those choices. On our own, we cannot face into our need for a Savior. On our own, we fail to apprehend the promises that have been kept in the birth of this child. But we are not alone. We have God with us. We have Emmanuel, a faithful teacher, a powerful healer, a gracious Savior. Every moment of every day, God keeps God's promises. And that is the magic of Christmas. Glimpses of what can be in our lives, in this world, even for a moment. Change the world. Do not wait. Open this gift and have the best Christmas ever.